Age verification laws and a journalist's vanishing article reveal how surveillance infrastructure gets built. Two stories arrive separately on Hacker News this week, but belong together. The Electronic Frontier Foundation published a detailed analysis of the KIDS Act, a congressional bill that would require age verification checks to access online platforms. The stated purpose is child protection. The EFF's argument is that the mechanism required to implement this at scale is structurally incompatible with anonymous internet use, and that this is not an unintended side effect. A separate essay circulating on Hacker News made the technical argument explicit. Infrastructure capable of reliably verifying a user's age necessarily identifies the user. The age check is, in this framing, the socially acceptable entry point for building a mandatory identity layer on top of internet access. The author observed that every major speech restriction regime in history has required attribution. You cannot prosecute someone for what they said if you don't know who said it, and that the more consequential fight, once such infrastructure exists, is over who gets to query it and under what legal standards. The KIDS Act holds broad bipartisan support in Congress. Child safety polls strongly with voters, and there is no organized political constituency for anonymous internet access among those who do not follow technology policy closely. The EFF can produce technically rigorous analyses, but the political terrain is unfavorable. The organization is fighting a legislative battle with legal tools while its opponents hold the polling advantage. The separate case of Gergely Oros, who writes the Pragmatic Engineer newsletter, illustrated a corporate analog to the same dynamic. Oros reportedly wrote a critical article about Pollen, a company whose CEO is Callum Negus Fancy and whose CTO is identified as Wright. Pollen's leadership requested the article's removal, and Oros was careful in his language, but implied that Google assisted in some form of de-indexing or suppression. A search engine controlling roughly 89% of global search queries, acting on a corporate request, can render a piece of journalism effectively undiscoverable without removing it from the internet entirely. The Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890 prohibits not monopoly itself, but the use of monopoly power to engage in exclusionary conduct, a distinction courts have consistently drawn between competing on the merits and using market dominance to harm others. In the Pollen situation, the legal theory is complicated by the fact that the party harmed is a journalist rather than a competitor. The Sherman Act is not primarily a press freedom statute. The precedent concern raised in the Hacker News comments, however sparse at only 28 responses, is straightforward. If corporate reputation management in 2026 means contacting dominant platforms to make inconvenient coverage disappear, the economics of investigative journalism about private companies become deeply unfavorable.